Trump has done it again. That's right. Trump has done it again. He has found himself in yet another court case. This time, Trump has a foundation, a 501c4. All right, now, a 501c4 is basically the type of organization that takes money from whomever, the rich, whomever, and gives it to people in need. What did Trump do with it? He used it to decorate a golf club. He used it to commission a painting for himself to hang in a resort. He used the funds to help him win the presidency. Trump has done it again. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States has been sued. That's right. The President of these United States has been sued. Why, you might say, has our president been sued? But hold up, wait a minute. Let me not just say he's been sued. He's been brought up for criminal charges. Why? According to CNN, what he did was he used his personal foundation to give money in illegal ways. Now, when you have a foundation, what you're supposed to be doing is you're supposed to be using these funds to give to worthwhile charities or for worthwhile means. And what worthwhile basically means is what you're trying to do is you're trying to help the less fortunate. Well, what he did was he took that money and he made payments, or he gave money basically to his golf clubs. That's right, to his golf clubs. Or in one instance, he bought a commissioned painting for himself to hang in his golf club. You know, we always hear about Mar-a-Lago. That's right. That's what the president is doing with his foundation. Now, some of you might say, well, it's his foundation. He could do what he wants to. No, I'm sorry. According to United States law, that's not what you could do with those funds. And so the attorney general in New York has filed claims against the president and his three children. She is further requesting that the president and his kids not serve on boards for the next 10 years. How does this affect you? Coming up. Why does this matter? This matters because of this reason. More than just the petty stuff about what his foundation did with the funds in terms of Mar-a-Lago and his golf club. It has more to do with the Federal Elections Commission. What he also did was his campaign staffers demanded that funds be used to help pay for their campaign, their federal campaign. This is a flagrant violation of national laws from two fronts, both from 501c4 statutes and from Federal Elections Commission's statutes. Our president is being sued by one state for violating those laws. Now, going forward, you've got to ask yourself, through what prism do we view our president? Many can say that he's still a good man trying to do good things. He made a mistake. It was a small campaign. I understand that. But when you sign your name on the dotted line, you've got to understand that these things are issues. And if you are at the helm of a foundation, which, by the way, only helps you so you pay less taxes, it would behoove you that you not make these sort of small, petty decisions that would in the end only hurt you, unless you believed in your heart of hearts that no one would ever find out. This leads me to believe that there has been a pattern of corruption that has dogged this particular person in his past. Now, what we're finding out is more and more people around our president is corrupt. Not only is his lawyer corrupt, but he's corrupt. His kids are corrupt. And look, it doesn't take much for you to figure out that they have been using this office to make more and more money. I want you to think about his daughter and his son-in-law. Between the two of them, while being in office, which, you know, taxpayers aren't paying for them to serve in that particular position, but you would assume that the level of income that they take in would have gone down once serving in office. Instead, the amount of money that they both make, I should say make jointly, has gone up to $19 million. And when you realize where those funds are coming from, it has direct ties to the relationships that they have built while being in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, is our government for sale?